This is Ranger Kidwell Ross, editor at worldsweeper.com. Today on our topic of battery-powered backpack blowers, we're talking to Todd McPherson, who's the Tampa branch manager for Consolidated Service Group. They cover much of Florida in their service area. And we also have Mark Jackson, who is a branch manager for the Central Florida area. And my understanding is they have been using this particular blower for about 3 years, and I'm going to let them tell you about their experience with that and what the pluses and minuses and maybe where they hang it up or charge it and that sort of thing, and maybe perhaps what kind of sweeper that operates off of. Anyway, gentlemen, go ahead and tell me what prompted the move to battery-powered. How did you find one that worked, and it sounds like you did, and then what your experience has been?
Well, Ranger, this is Todd. I think the main thing that predicated the changeover was primarily cost. With any business, cost drives the business, and with the new electric blowers, battery-operated blowers, we've reduced our mechanics fees, we've reduced our fuel costs, our oil costs for mixed fuel, to basically nothing, essentially. I mean, we haven't, since we've had these new blowers, the new Egos, they haven't had any repairs that need to be done to them, so consequently I don't need to pay a mechanic to do any repairs, whereas the backpack blowers that we've had in the past were always failing. And then, charging them is negligible compared to what we used to do for fuel and oil costs.
You don't have to store fuel. You don't have to mix fuel if it's two-cycle. You don't have to have it splashing around, have the odor in wherever it is, and so forth.
Exactly. And the other part of it, too, is reliability. The electric blowers always start every single time. I don't have to worry about sitting out there at 2 o'clock in the morning getting ready to blow off the sidewalk of one of my properties and sitting there yanking on the blower and it won't start. And what do you do? Electric blowers, always running, always functioning.
Or have the pull rope in your hand.
Yeah.
That's another one that, that's my favorite with our chainsaws out here, it seems like. Just the time you need it the most. So is storage easier? I mean, you went to an Ego blower. Let's talk about that. Did you try other blowers before you went to this Ego brand?
I didn't specifically, but there were some reports that they tried a couple of other blowers, and they just weren't, the battery life wasn't as long as the Ego systems, and is interchangeable. We don't just use the Ego blowers, we use a lot of the Ego equipment, hedge trimmers, those line trimmers that we use for other small jobs, but yeah, the battery life on them is substantially longer than anything else out of the market.
Makes you wonder why that is, why they could be ahead of the curve, and that I have another report that's the case. How long would you expect the battery to last in a backpack application?
Well, it depends on the amp hour of the battery. We use a 5 amp or a 7.5 amp hour battery. Predominantly, can get about 30 to 45 minutes, depending on how much you're using the turbo on it, per battery. Now, we have quick chargers in our vehicles attached to inverters. So basically my guys go out every single night with their blower, and then they take two batteries with them, one for charging all the time and then one for swapping out. So the quick charger will charge them up in between stops every 15 to 20 minutes. The battery's fully charged, and then they're ready to rock and roll for the next stop.
And do you put the inverter in yourself? To the manufacturer, the sweeper manufacturer's doing that. Who's handling that for you?
We actually did the install. We have a mechanic on staff, but we did the design and install for all of the inverters. One thing you do have to make sure that on the quick chargers, they're very high amperage, so you have to make sure that you have an inverter that's capable of handling that. Otherwise, you're going to have some serious issues down the road.
And is there a particular type of inverter? I believe there's a difference between a square wave inverter, and I'm not sure what the terminology is, but... Go ahead.
There's a square wave and a true sine wave, and yes, there is a huge difference, mainly in cost.
Mm-hmm.
So the electronics in the Ego chargers will function efficiently, more efficiently with a true wave sine inverter than it will with a square wave. It will work with a square wave. You just have to make sure that you have a high enough amperage, because otherwise, not to get too deep into electronics, when you start clipping the power curve, then it starts to stress out the electronic devices.
Okay. Where do you store them? First off, where do you put the inverter? Is that back in the storage compartment on the unit, or is it in the cab?
No, we actually keep the inverters in the cab, so that way they're waterproof, along with the charger. It mounts on the back wall of the truck, and then the battery is easily accessible from either seat. It's right in between the two seats, so whether it's the driver or the passenger can grab the battery out and slide it onto the backpack or the handheld blower. When they're at the shop, we have chargers that are all strung along the wall. And when they come back, they always put their blowers on their hook and take the batteries and hang them up on the actual chargers. And then they get a slow charge overnight.
Okay, so there are quick chargers and there are slow chargers that Ego makes for these?
Correct, yes. Each device, when you purchase one, if it comes with a battery, it'll come with a slow charger. Mm-hmm. And then you have to spend a little extra money to get a quick charger, which is a high amperage charger. That's what we bought for the truck, so that way they can charge in between stops.
But there must be, I know with a standard battery, it is better to charge slowly, and it's better for the battery than it is to charge quickly. So that's why you have a slow charger. You keep those and put them in the shop.
Correct. And then you don't have to leave them in the truck and raining overnight. With the lithium-ion batteries nowadays, it doesn't really diminish them too much. Mm-hmm. If it was a lead-acid battery, it would be a little different. You don't want a quick charge. You want a nice slow charge. But with the new lithium-ion batteries that we use for phones and stuff like that, and the Ego chargers, that's not a problem to a quick charge because they don't get a memory.
Mm-hmm. Where would you use, and it sounds like you have backpack blowers and you have handheld blowers, just depending on the function that you're using them for? I know that one other operator was using handhelds for their day porter stuff, whereas they were using backpacks for the in the sweepers at night. Is that the kind of mix you would figure, or how do you decide what to use or what to buy?
Well, I kind of let the guys choose. The old schoolers, they're really into the backpack, so they like taking the backpacks out. And they do have a little bit more power than the handhelds, but the newer guys, they like the handhelds because they're super, really light, and they're just as efficient. So it's kind of a by-choice thing. Whenever my guys go out to do like a seal coat or a different style of parking, or if there's heavy leaves, then they take the backpack blowers out because they have a little bit more power and they're going to be on their back for a little bit longer, whereas the sweeper drivers are only using them for 15, 20 minutes at a time. They don't mind swinging it on their arm.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that makes sense for sure. Well, what else should we know? Where do you put the backpacks? Are they in the cab also, or are they in a storage?
We have storage compartments on a couple of the trucks, and sometimes the guys like to keep them in the cab because they're easily accessible. They just keep that door locked, and they can, it depends on if there's two drivers, or a rider and a driver, there's two people going out at night, that's always a possibility.
So when there's two people going out, it's probably more difficult to have the backpack in the cab, I would think.
Exactly. That's when they put it in the storage compartment.
Do you hang it in the cab or just set it on the seat, set it on the floor?
You just set it on the floor.
And because there's no fuel, then there's no spillage of that sort of thing. They would stay a lot cleaner, I would think.
Exactly. You bet.
Are there any other things that we should talk about? You apparently have enough CFM with this Ego blower that you're happy with that. As a comparison to a gasoline-powered, no problem with the CFM, the power that it has?
Absolutely not. Even the handhelds are pretty good when it comes to CFM. For most of our jobs, where we're talking about going off some sidewalks and stuff, they're perfect. They're fine. They don't need to be any more than that. Backpack blower, gas-powered backpack blowers are probably a little bit more than what you need. I'm not saying that we don't use the backpack blowers. We do on, like, really large jobs where you're not going to have to swap out batteries every 5 minutes. Like, when there's tons and tons and tons of leaves and stuff like that, and that's where we get into the backpack blowers. But it's a huge difference.
And then noise. Let's talk about that. I know that that can be a consideration with, and they're outlawed in many cities in California, but I don't believe the entire state, because of the noise of gasoline-powered blowers. Is that something that you feel is mitigated with the battery-powered units? The quiet?
That's a good point. You're right. Exactly. We have some properties in Tampa that have some noise ordinances because the property is really close by to housing developments. that it eliminates it. We don't have to worry about it at all. The electric blower, you can't even hear it compared to a backpack blower or a gas-powered backpack blower.
Sounds like it could be the solution for many. Where do you buy them? You buy them locally, like at a Home Depot? I know that Home Depot is a provider of them, or have you found a source that's less expensive or better supportive than any other?
No, I usually go online to HomeDepot.com, or if I have to pick them up in a bowl. I haven't replaced one. I haven't had one fail yet in the last 3 years. The batteries, I think the first battery that died on me was last year, I think, Mark. Had died, and that was like the very, very first battery that we ever had. We came with it. Basically, buy all your stuff online at HomeDepot.com.
Yeah. The battery not only lasts 30 to 45 minutes of usage, but you've had batteries that are now lasting 3 years in terms of total life, too.
Exactly. Yeah, the very first battery that we ever had. When we started getting our batteries, we had the foresight to actually mark them with the dates that they came in.
Sure.
And so that way when one of them was to take a dump, we would know exactly how long it's been in service. And, yeah, that was the first one. It lasted about 3 years.
Well, that's pretty amazing. I think this is something that will really be a switchover and very helpful. Is there anything, questions I haven't asked, things you'd like to offer out that you've learned in this transition?
I've had really great results from EGO when it came to the backpack blowers. Their service department is very, very easy to work with. I had a situation where one of my blowers were damaged, and it was by our fault. And I called EGO up, and they said, hey, listen, if you take it back to Home Depot, we'll ship the parts to Home Depot. They can get it fixed for you for free. And I said, no, you don't understand. It's not under warranty. And he's like, I said, I've had this for a couple, 3 years. And he's like, well, normally we don't ship the parts. I said, we can fix it. Well, just send me the parts. They said, no problem. We'll go ahead and send it to you. So they just sent me the parts, and we went ahead and repaired it.
Well, that is good, because they don't understand what that, that contractors don't want to be without their equipment, and that they can fix pretty much everything.
That's it. That was the whole point. I said, I can't afford to drop this thing off. I mean, it was still reasonably functional. One of the knobs were broken off on the handle, but it was still usable. And I said, I don't want to drop this thing off for 3 weeks and have to deal with, you know, the Home Depot thing and whatnot. And I said, just send me the parts. We can fix it as soon as the parts arrive. And, you know, it's like quick, fast interview. We're done.
Well, I think that pretty much covers it. Then I sure appreciate you two being here and working up the information for the rest of the industry. It's very nice that, and I know the guy at the head of the food chain there at Consolidated Service Group, Michael Diglio, is very supportive of the power sweeping industry, so that's really appreciated. We've been listening to the analysis of the EGO brand blower, EGO. They're available at Home Depot, probably. They're available at Amazon. Everything else is. And we've been speaking with Todd McPherson and Mark Jackson, who are respectively branch managers for Consolidated Service Group, very much a powerhouse sweeping contractor and more in the Florida area. Thanks so much, gentlemen. I sure appreciate it.